The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to G&D on the Fan. As Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season that we've seen play out, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. The sponsor of this show, the law firm Condorian Murat, will help you update your last will and testament. They'll set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that G&D sent you so you can get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. Remember, we are going to Philly tomorrow with Condorian Murat. We will be broadcasting live from a sports bar just outside of the area where the stadium is. So if you're going up to Philly, hit us up and ask us where we'll be. We'll give you the details so you can come check out the show. But right now, let's go to the guest hotline because it's time to get some trusted insight from a trusted insider presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Our buddy Austin Eckler joins us now. Austin, before we talk about tomorrow night's Eagles game, let's get into what happened on Sunday with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You scored two touchdowns. A lot of things went well, but in the end, you finished in second place by 1 point.
Yeah, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. They made enough plays to get the job done, and we fell short. As you mentioned, we did put some good stuff on tape as well, but it just wasn't enough, right? They did just enough, beat us by one there, late in the fourth quarter, and you know that's how the NFL goes sometimes. But as us, you know, as competitors, we're ready to bounce back and take it out on Philly now.
Yeah, such a close game, such a tight game. Two good teams going at it there. What was kind of the feeling post game, and what was said?
Yeah, you know, just when you go out there and play a good, tough game, you feel like, man, there's that one play. There's always that one play or this play or that play that really could have made a difference. That's why this game's so great, because everything really does matter, because it can come down to one play. And if you can put the game away, you don't have to have those conversations, because then hopefully you have a little bit more grace in your win. But when it comes down to two head-to-head, you know, good teams playing each other, it's going to come down to the littlest details all the way to the last second. And as we saw with our game, it was kind of back and forth throughout that game. And it's good TV for sure, but as competitors, we want to win, and so we want to make sure we blow everyone out of the water when we can. And you know, it was a fun battle. These are the things that, like, I'll remember. You know, going into my next career, is just the battles on the field that we had, the close games, the tough losses, the tough wins. But really, really appreciate how the guys fought out there. And like I said, looking forward to this upcoming week as well.
Austin Eckler, presented by IT Cadre here on Grant and Danny. Two rushing touchdowns for him in Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. When you line up based on the looks you're getting, do you have a pretty good idea if you're going to score or not generally? Because, like, on the toss there, you know, as they make the toss, I'm going, oh, out wide, going horizontal on the goal line. Never mind. That's perfect.
Great
that's
call.
Great. Way to go. Like, do you normally know just based on the looks you're getting?
I mean, you anticipate what the play is going to look like, but this is another reason why football is so great, because some things happen sometimes that you're not expecting, right? Someone falls down, someone, you know, trips, someone gets blown off the ball, or someone gets blown back off the ball, and or, hey, the defender, you know, comes over the top. It's like there's so many unexpected things that happen. You know, I think the only thing we can really anticipate is, you know, how they're lined up, and then after that, it's, okay, react as a ball carrier, right? You have the ball, you have an aiming point, and then it's go be a skilled runner, as Coach Lynn always says.
Austin, how do things kind of change without Brian Robinson there? It's almost like you, instead of being like what I think of like as the Austin Ekeler role, that so dynamic and you know, obviously running the ball, but also catching passes and pass pro and things. It's almost like you've got to be like, okay, let me wear the bell cow coat now, and then other people kind of have to sort of shift their roles. Can you go into that? What it means when there's no Brian Robinson and you guys, and how you divvy things up?
Yeah, you know, as running backs, just in general, we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, Brian is, you know, 6'2", 230. So that's definitely a big body in comparison to me at 5'8", 195. And so, I mean, he, as a downhill type of guy, is a different type of back and has a different type of skill set than I do. Right? You know, see me a lot on the third down. You see me a lot spreading out wide. Even if Brian's there or not, I'm all over kind of the place. And that's something that I've been used like that for all of my career. And even when Brian's there, I still get used, not there. If Brian's not there, I still get used in that same capacity. Mm-hmm. I just get more attention, I guess, in the backfield as the runner when Brian isn't there. And so when he is there, we see more of, I think, okay, Austin, Brian, you're definitely going to get these touches. Austin, we're going to try to get you the ball in other ways, running the ball, catching the ball, screens down the field, you know, option routes underneath, things like that. So the dynamic doesn't change. It's just more of the Austin Ekeler flavor when Brian's out, right?
Austin Ekeler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. When you guys have a game like you did against Pittsburgh, which was super uncharacteristic, but there were a handful of drops collectively as a group, there were little mistakes, whether it's jumping off sides on the 4th and 1 or, you know, various moments throughout the game. Is that easier to process in a short week because you just kind of wash it away and you say, look, that's not who we are anyway. It was just a bad day. Or like, what's your philosophy on that and cleaning those things up?
Well, thankfully, we have a good group of guys that acknowledge, right, take ownership. We have a thing called, you know, Tell the Truth Monday. And so we have a lot of guys that are, yep, I need to be better there. But what's really encouraging is those are the things we work on all the time. Obviously, catching the ball has got to be second nature for us. You know, being able to, you know, cue the count. Like, the thing is, we're in a position where we could have had a better result, not because we don't have enough talent, but because of some things that we can control, which is the best and the most encouraging thing about this team. A good group of guys and guys that have the talent that we can actually go and you know, compete with the best and also win against the best. But we absolutely have to show up on Sundays because that's where it counts the most. And so, you know, if we have those mistakes like we had on the game, you know, in those types of tight games, you're probably going to lose. And that's how it goes across the league, no matter who you're playing, especially in the tight ones.
Austin Ekeler with us here on G&D. Obviously, this game is so physical in general, but I feel like that one was especially physical. You and Pittsburgh going at it, just some big crunches, huge hits in there. Now you got to turn around and play another good team. Just how do you process that body wise? How do you get yourself, you know, back in line to be able to play pretty much 72 hours from now? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. You know, my body's still sore. I'll be sore going into the game from the Pittsburgh game. And it was funny, we were actually kind of talking about that because Philly, you know, they were handling Dallas a little bit, so they actually got to rest some of their guys late in the game, and we didn't have that luxury. You know, we were out there, we were in a dogfight all the way into the end. But it kind of just plays out whatever scenario you have to deal with it. You know, my body might be sore just because of the type of game that we were in. Some other players might feel this way, some you might feel that way, but it's kind of just the mentality of, hey, you have the Thursday night game, you got to get yourself ready to play no matter what, and if that's, you know, you got 70% to give, that's what we need, because we'll take whatever you got. And the short week is definitely harder to recover, but it's just part of our ecosystem of sport. And then, you know, I love watching the Thursday game, so I'm not saying, like, let's get rid of it or anything like that, but I'm just saying it's definitely tough, and there's a reason why we usually have one of them, you know, per team.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was joking with Danny on the show. I'm not ready for Thursday yet. And I didn't go through the car crashes. I just sat there and ate hot dogs while you guys were playing, right? So I can't even imagine physically. But, you know, shtick aside, you're not just a veteran leader in this locker room. You're considered one of the guys with a voice league-wide, in a sense. I know you've been a part of the PA committees and different things. I mean, where are you on Thursday Night Football? Do you, like, are we in a good place with it? Do you have any issue with it, or is it something that has grown on you? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the data, and this is what we always go back to, I'm not 100% clear, but the injury rate isn't, if at all, too different from that those Thursday night games, from my understanding. So if it was, that would be something that we'd be raising a lot more attention to. It definitely feels different just because you might not have a higher injury rate or anything like that. It doesn't matter as far as because there's a psychological effect that you can't measure as well. So from my perspective, the fact that we only have one per team is encouraging where it's like, hey, you only have to go through this one time. This is not like a weekly thing or a couple times a year. So I think that kind of plays a factor into it as well. Where it's like, okay, like it's good for, in my opinion, the game because it creates another primetime game. It's another isolation game, and it's in the middle of the week, so football stays on people's minds. You get the Thursday, you get, you know, Sunday. Eventually, we start getting the Saturday games, and then you have the Monday game, and then Thursday's right around the corner from the Monday game. So I do like what it does from an outside perspective of watching, being able to watch the game.
What's the schedule like this week? Obviously, you know, it's all ramped up. You play Thursday, but instead of, you know, off days, it's like right back at it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's literally right back at it, like you said. So we came in the building Monday, and that was like a Wednesday for us, which is tough, too, because I feel like usually you have Monday and Tuesday to kind of reset your mind, and your body gets a little break. You can go just through some workouts, some recovery stuff, which is awesome. And then you come in the building Wednesday with kind of like a refreshed feeling mentally and physically. But when we just played yesterday and came in the building on Monday, like my body was kind of like, wait, we don't feel refreshed yet. Like, what's going on here? We're already learning the new install. So like I said, it's 1 week that you grind through, but you make it through, you push through. And it's a lot of, you know, doing walkthroughs and what Coach Quinn calls above the neck emphasis, just all really mental stuff.
We're getting trusted insight from our trusted insider, Austin Eckler, presented by IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective here on Grant and Danny. Division games always have a little bit more juice. This one even more so, I'd guess, because this is shaping up, it would appear, to be a two-horse race with you and Philly at the top of the division. You're new to the East here and already in a playoff race in your first season in the nation's capital, but you're no stranger to important division games. Any different feel preparing for or even during those and with these rivalries?
As far as preparation, no, because you treat every game like it's the most important game because it is. It's the game that you're playing that week. It's more of a, I would say, an emotional feeling when it's against a division rival, where it's like, okay, like this is for playoff, you know, being a playoff contender, making sure we do win our division. But the preparation isn't any different. I guess it's just more added motivation, right? We're already highly motivated individuals. This is just something you can put on top of the pile, so to speak.
All right, so let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. They're good, and so are you guys. What's the most important thing for you guys to get a win on Thursday?
Limiting the mistakes. You saw with the last game we played against the Steelers. It's like, okay, they're playing well, but if they would have done this, if they wouldn't have dropped it, if they would have stayed here and there, and there's these little moments that actually are big moments in the long-term kind of momentum of the game. And at the time, it might not seem like it. Oh, it's the second quarter. You know, they dropped a first down. You know, and then they ended up punting. But you know, it didn't really matter because it's the second quarter. No, those matter because momentum is massive in sports. And if we can continue to put your foot on the gas and have more efficient drives, continue to win the field position, win the time of possession, that leads to odds of you winning the game. And so that's what it comes down to: making sure we limit our mistakes. There's going to be mistakes. It's football. They get paid too. So do we. But it's making sure, hey, when you have these types of games, whoever makes the less amount of mistakes is going to win the game. Both teams have playmakers all over the place. And so now it's about how can we handle each other? What's the schematics of it? But at the end of the day, players got to make plays and do the right things.
Can having people in your building, like Brian Johnson, who was there last year and knows personnel so much, can that help? Or is that something we talk about a lot outside that isn't necessarily a real thing because everybody moves around so much?
Yeah, you have so many different people in this building. And so, like, if people know the personnel and things like that, I mean, yeah, it can help when you're trying to put, like, the plays together, schematics, trying to take advantage of matchups, absolutely. But at the end of the day, those matchups still have to play themselves out. You know, like, we still have to play the game. You can put your players in the best position to win, 100%, that makes a difference. And so, yes, I would say it makes a difference, but it still has to come to fruition. But you can, obviously put yourself in the position where you feel like you're advantageous based off of matchups and looks and things like that.
Last one for me, Austin. You guys have such a late bye. I remember when I covered Mike Shanahan on the beat, he used to say all the time, he would ask the league, he told me, for Thursday games, like around now or Thanksgiving, because he felt like it was a mini bye on the other side. Like, yeah, it's a grind. You got to get through it. You got to get to it. But on the other side of that, he felt like it was an extra bye almost. Do you have that feeling at all? Like, after this, you'll actually be able to rest up a bit?
Hey, that whatever helps you psychologically, like, that's what you lean on. So, I lean into that too. Like, hey, we got a little bye after this, like it's a couple more days, which is actually really a big deal. And especially in our sport, every day definitely matters. So we lean into that. Absolutely. We got a little bye after this when we get rested up and come back, just like we just got, a whole bye week and we're ready to go against, I don't know what we play next. That's how locked I am on Philly. So, I'll say that, yeah, for sure. For our psyche, 100%, we have a little bye after this.
Austin, awesome as always, buddy. Keep rolling, man. Let's get a win on Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. See you, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.